Willie Donick, Derek Mason here with you. Drake, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, guys, it's been a minute. D-Mace, good to talk with you. Same thing with you, Willie.
Well, Drake, they've been waiting for that game where they busted out. They finally had the kind of attack I think they've been looking for a while, and Dallas is a pretty good team. So a good win, maybe kind of a game changer going forward, hopefully.
Yeah, absolutely. But this Nashville team, there has not been a stint at any point from 2020 until now that Nashville has actually had to go through a winless streak to this degree. You know, six games, and a part of that, you know, you conceded four goals against Toronto, which is very uncharacteristic for a team that is known around the league as a team that doesn't allow a lot of goals game to game. So to go through and go up against Dallas, which, by the way, was second-best defense in the Western Conference going into last night, to have that and against a playoff team like Dallas, it is a turnaround, and it's going to be needed. Anibal Godoy, one of the starting midfielders for this team and the Panama national team, he said before the game on Friday that, you know, this is a team in Nashville that, you know, going in the final seven games, they need at least 15 points. You know, getting a win is 3 points, so getting five wins is a pretty tough task, you know, when you look at it, you know, getting five out of seven or eight games. But, you know, given where Nashville's come from and the amount of losses and draws that they've conceded over the past month, it's necessary for them to have a comfortable spot in the playoffs.
Yeah, right now Nashville in sixth with the win last night. So those three-pointers are huge. 9-9-9 is their record. if you had odds on that after 27 games, that's a pretty interesting breakdown here. But, you know, looking ahead, Drake, it's all about peaking at the right time, right? So just getting in is half the battle. And you hope that there's still something there to where if they peak at the right time, they could make another playoff run.
Absolutely, and you know what, Willie? It actually helps given, you know, the teams that are around them as well. I mean, we've seen it, and regardless of whatever sport you love, just the amount of love that you and luck that you can get from the teams around you, and you know the fact that that was Nashville's first win since July. But you know the reality is you know the teams around them, like, you know, whether it be Minnesota, it has been doing well, but you know other teams, let's say like Vancouver or Seattle's been struggling. Portland has certainly been struggling. Colorado as well. So the teams that are just below them and just above them are not red hot either. So you know it's a chance for Nashville to, even if they don't win out or if they win the majority of their games, you know, if the form around them continues the way it is, then maybe they can still peak into the playoffs come mid-October.
We're talking with Drake Hill of the Tennesseans, talking Nashville SC, had a big win the other day for nothing. Now, this team has struggled with scoring goals. Obviously, they scored four the other night, but this team has struggled scoring goals. And more importantly, C.J. Sapong, who had, 12, 14 goals last season, he's only at five this season. What has been a contributing factor to that?
You know what, I think in just strictly from my own analysis, I think there's been a lot of weight on CJ in terms of the minutes that he's playing, in the games that he's playing. It hurts that, you know, Teal Bunbury, who they signed, a veteran, you know, center forward, a veteran striker, a goal-getter, over 10 years in the league with MLS, has scored a lot of goals, came from New England Revolution, which was the best offense last year in MLS. He's been hurt. Teal's been hurt for the majority of the season. And before this past week, he had just come back from essentially like a groin injury. He came back four goals in four games. And then he gets hurt again, and all of a sudden CJ's back into carrying a lot of the load. So that's one point. But also, if you take a look at who CJ Sapong has been over his career, again, another veteran center forward, been in the league since 2011. And if you look at his previous stops with Chicago Fire for 2 years and before that 4 years with Philadelphia, you know, he's really popped off in his first couple of years. If you know, he'll score nine goals and then seven goals, and then all of a sudden he hit up 16 goals for Philadelphia Union in 2017, and then he follows that up with four goals the following year. But then he goes to Chicago, scores 13 goals in his first year, and then with some injuries and some other, you know, setbacks in 2020, scores just 2 goals. So CJ has been a first-year, you know, hot iron for whatever team he's played for, but I think it's just about, you know, getting that confidence back and maybe sharing some of that load with some of the other players, hoping that, you know, Teal Bunbury and other guys can get healthy.
We'll talk with Drake Hill again, Tennessee and talking Nashville SC. Now, with that being said, Drake, do you think the win yesterday over Dallas, then they got Vancouver and Colorado coming up, do you think this can be sort of a momentum thing for them? And then once they get all those guys back that are hurt, this could be a team, like Willie said, they hit the stride at the right time?
Absolutely. And the reason being is, you know, to my point earlier, that the next two, you know, teams, they got, you know, got to go to Vancouver, so that's going to be a tough travel, probably over five hours on a plane to get over there. But, you know, Vancouver is not has not been a playoff team for the majority of the season. As a matter of fact, you know, they're currently outside the playoff picture as well. So, and then of course Colorado is in the same boat. You know, Colorado's been inconsistent over the past couple of months. They started decent, but they are also not a playoff team. So I think it's important that you get some points from those two games. But I think, and I asked Coach Gary Smith this after the game last night, which is, yes, you haven't been scoring, and yes, you haven't been winning. You also haven't been doing those things at home. You've been losing games at home. The Minnesota and the Toronto games a couple of weeks back was the first back-to-back home loss for this team in its history. So to have that and bounce back with the way they did against Dallas at home in front of your home crowd, you know, what did that do? And he said, you know what? You know, if you're going to struggle on the road, but don't do it in front of your home friends. So I think it's about the emotional and the mental part of Nashville getting rejuvenated, as well as just the technical side and everything that happens on the field. So absolutely, yeah, I think it'll be a big rejuvenation for this team.
Drake, before we let you go, I got to ask you about the performance of Hani Mukhtar last night. I thought he was going to get the third goal. He had a couple of really good looks for the hat trick there, but the one that everybody was buzzing about, the impossible angle shot, that was classic stuff. So everybody that went to the game or was watching the game like myself, you had a lot to take away from last night, just from a highlight standpoint. He always seems to be a guy that, you know, gives you a reason to want to go to the game.
Yeah, but it was funny because, you know, both Hani and Gary, you know, they were joking. He decided to score the hardest chance he had the entire game, which is, you know, quite ironic given the amount of opportunities, like you said, that he could have gotten the hat trick, especially in that second half. But, you know, he's, in terms of goals and assists, what we call the goal contributions in soccer, you know, he is tied for most in the league at 25. You know, goals plus assists. He's got 25 of those, tied with Sebastian Gerussi from Austin. That's MVP numbers, and we have to get back to what we talked about last year with him being an MVP candidate, second in the race. And on top of that, you know, like you said, I mean, this guy, he is, even when Nashville hasn't been playing well, he's been the buoyancy and the flair and the style that Nashville hasn't had. So certainly, you know, something to look forward to. A very home-heavy schedule for Nashville, so that means more Hani Mukhtar.
That is a good thing, no question about it. So good luck to the guys. I hope they continue to play well here, and we're going to go with that peak at the right time theme, and we're going to be hopeful for that and hopefully another appearance in the postseason. Drake Hills has been with us. Drake, thanks a lot for the time as always. We'll talk to you down the road.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.